Welcome back, 431, 730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'm joined now by Washington Times White House reporter Dave Boyer. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Surprise visit by Joe Biden today, huh?
He's a world traveler, I'll tell you. The vice president arrived late last night in Baghdad. He was on a trip. Supposedly, we were briefed that he was going to Turkey and Greece, and they made this unscheduled stop in Iraq as well.
Unscheduled stop. So that means maybe Joe wasn't aware of it either?
Yeah, I should say unannounced.
I was going to say, I could see him landing now going, hey, where are we?
Right.
All right.
Well,
so
he's meeting with, obviously, the U.S. ambassador. He's meeting with the prime minister of Iraq and the president of Iraq and other political leaders. And they're you know, he's going to take part in a commemoration of U.S. forces and what they've accomplished there with Iraqi troops and so on.
Okay.
Two days.
Yeah, so we've only got really, a month left, and the troops have to be out of there.
That's right. There's about 11,000 troops, U.S. troops, remaining in Iraq at the moment. They'll all be out by early January, according to this agreement that we reached with the Iraqi leaders, and that'll essentially be it for the end of this 9-year war. However, one of the reasons the vice president is there is because we still have to figure out how to work together as two independent countries.
Yeah. And he is going to evidently co-chair this meeting about some kind of coordinating committee.
That's right. There's a U.S.-Iraq coordinating committee made up of various officials from each of the two governments, and they've got a lot of, you know, I mean, there's security issues, there's, you know, what to do about Iraqi oil, you know, trade issues, and, you know, what are we going to do about Iran? Will Iraq support us in trying to get a new government in Syria? Well, there's a whole bunch of regional security issues that don't go away just because our troops are no longer based there.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be a little weird for Vice President Biden in that he was a guy who proposed many years ago that Iraq be chopped up into three pieces, if I recall, mm-hmm. and it would function much more, I don't know what the proper word is here. I guess it would be much more efficient if it were to be chopped in those three pieces. And of course, most of the world said, you're out of your mind. And, so now here he is looking at a situation where it appears for the most part that they're taking a path to governing themselves and dealing with security on their own. So it's got to be a bit strange knowing that within a month we're for all intents and purposes out of there.
Right. I guess we can say the good news is that the vice president is very, very familiar with Iraq, having studied it so deeply over a number of years.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so this was his eighth visit or something like that?
That's right, his eighth visit to Iraq as vice president.
Yeah, all right, so he's headed back, I'm assuming, and then the president's schedule for the rest of the week, do we know what that's?
Yeah, well, it's interesting having mentioned the vice president because he's originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, as many of us know, and President Obama tomorrow is traveling to Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he really needs to do well in 2012 if he's going to recapture the state of Pennsylvania. And I think it would be helpful to have Joe Biden with him there, but not on this trip.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the update, and we'll do it again. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Andy.